Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Alleluia. 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 A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire, and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, Why could we not drive it out? He said to them, Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 After this gospel reading, this one phrase we did not read out, not quoted here, that Jesus also mentioned, some demons, that you have to fast and pray. Fasting and prayer is not the way help us to have stronger faith in Jesus. So Jesus giving the power to the disciples. They have a little faith, or perhaps because around them they are the scribes and the Pharisees, and they have their own way, and the disciples were fear of them, so they do not have enough faith. So Jesus mentioned to them, you need to have stronger faith by prayer and fasting. Jesus is accompanying us, accompanying the disciples, but also we need to help ourselves to make our faith stronger. So fasting and prayer also means to help us be stronger in our faith, so that together with Jesus we can do whatever the will of God allowing us to do. So let's pray for one another that we will have strong faith in Jesus. Today, just whatever we do or what people we have to encounter, have simplicity, prayer first in our heart, and trust everything in His hand, and go ahead. Let God's grace be with us to console, to help, and to love.